Welcome to the Coffee with Karen podcast, a weekly chat show discussing everything from holistic health to current affairs from a mental, physical, and spiritual perspective. Get your weekly cup of positivity with a sprinkling of woo-woo.
And we are live. So welcome to A Coffee with Karen, a cup of positivity with just a sprinkling of woo-woo. Although I think we've been having a little bit more than a sprinkling more recently, but pretty much all my guests tend to be in the coaching arena, coaching healers, therapists, these kind of things, either on a mental, a physical or spiritual perspective, or in fact, any combination of those three. So my name is Karen Roberts, your host. My background is very physical, I would say, fitness, healing, sports therapy, going into keto, I'm very much around the ketogenic diet and health benefits of fasting. So yeah, holistic health. But these days, my focus, I love now helping other coaches, consultants, therapists and healers build their businesses online. So I get a fantastic opportunity to hear their stories and hear what they do. So I'm in a fantastic position these days. So today's guest, well, Amber, I'll allow you to share with the audience a little bit about who you are, what you do, and share a bit of your story, please.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Karen. So, hey, everyone, it's a pleasure. First of all, I just want to say thank you for having me on to talk to you today, because I've actually been looking forward to this all week and all of last week leading up to it. So I'm really excited. So, as I said, my name is Amber Sherrell. I'm a female empowerment and success mindset coach and an EFT master practitioner, which I'll go on to explain what EFT is in just a moment for anyone who doesn't know. But it stands for Emotional Freedom Technique, and it's an incredibly powerful tool that I use within my own coaching practice, but also for myself. And so what I essentially do as an empowerment coach, because that's just a title, right? How do I actually help people? So I work primarily with mums who have dreams, goals, or ambitions that they really want to achieve, but for whatever reason, whether it be physical limitations, as Karen was mentioning this crossover between physical and holistic and mindset and energy, I kind of do a bit of everything in that sense. So those that are having physical limitations, such as childcare, time management, all of these things that impact us as mums and stop us perhaps from finding the time to do the things that we actually want to do, as well as from a mindset perspective. So looking at actually the beliefs that we hold that stop us from taking care of ourselves, stop us from putting some of our needs and desires first. So I help women basically release the feelings of guilt and the emotions around that so that they can then step into their full potential and start pursuing the things that would actually help them to enjoy life more. So that's what I do, and that's who I help. How did I get to that? So I have a long story with this, but EFT is my absolute favorite tool. And so I'm going to start there. Emotional Freedom Technique, or also known as tapping. So if you haven't heard of EFT, you may have heard it referred to as tapping. And essentially, it's a holistic healing tool, and it's an energy therapy. So it works on the same principles as acupressure and acupuncture. We're activating our meridian systems, our energy systems within our body, which there's your sprinkling of woo-woo, where's the energy? But for me, I like to always bring this back to science, because although we have these energy systems, these are very, very, well, they are essentially our central and peripheral nervous systems and our circulatory systems within our body. So if pushing the word energy systems or meridians in any way, shape or form makes you go, what are you talking about? Just think of your central and peripheral nervous systems throughout your body that control literally everything that we do. And they do that based through electrical and chemical energy. So we use EFT tapping on these specific points on your body to help stimulate and send messages. And it can be used for all sorts of things. So pain, limiting beliefs, anxiety, depression. And anxiety and depression are really where I started with EFT. So that's part of my journey with EFT. As a new mum, and this again why I work with mums, I got myself stuck in two places. a rut of not taking care of myself. So I completely neglected my physical health, my need to eat, my need to sleep, my need to get outside and have some fresh air, even to bathe and to shower. And I share this quite frequently now, but back in the day, it was very embarrassing. Actually went through periods of where I didn't even manage to brush my hair, so I ended up with mats and knots in my hair. Like, it was a deep level of self-neglect for quite some time, for about a period of 10 months in early motherhood. And during that time, part of that came about was because I was suffering with anxiety, and quite severe anxiety that I didn't recognize as anxiety when it first really began, which was probably when I fell pregnant in the first place. And that kept me, long story short, that kept me trapped in my apartment for months on end. And I didn't leave the apartment unless my husband was with me at the time or a friend or family member. I just didn't go out. And the furthest I did manage to go, that's a slight untruth, the furthest I managed to go was down the stairs of my apartment, open the front door, and literally directly outside the front door was a shop. I would walk through into the shop, get my stuff, and come straight back up and run up the stairs again. That was all I felt capable of doing, because I had all of these fears and worries about where I was living, how I'd move around, what people might say to me. Like, completely irrational when I look at it now, but that didn't neglect the fact that no matter how irrational those fears were, that didn't matter to me. They were really real to me. They really yeah. impacted everything. So I was unable to go out until somebody said to me, have you tried EFT? And I'd heard of it, but my experience with it was pretty awful. Nobody explained to me what it was. It was at a conference, and this lady came up on the stage. It was brilliant, Karen, you would have loved it. She got up on the stage and she was like, everybody just follow along with me, we're going to do some tapping. And I was like, okay, she's standing on the stage, tapping on parts of her body. And at this point, like, woo-woo was not even on my radar. It was a sales conference and it was all about mindset and success mindset. And so I was there for, you know, improve my sales, get more money, make my commission. That was all I cared about at the time. So this experience was like, I left just going, what was that woman on? She is absolutely crazy. Now I think people think that's me. I'm okay with that. But so when my friend suggested it again, I was a little bit kind of like, well, I did try it, but it didn't really, I didn't really understand the purpose of it. But at this point I was desperate. I knew that I was affecting my son's life, because me not going out meant that my son wasn't going out of the house as much as he should be either. He wasn't getting those experiences. And as any mother, I wanted my child to have the best experiences. So I knew something had to change. And EFT was the turning point. I did look into it. I started using it. And the first day I tapped, I was able to go out of my building, walk around to the front road, take a look at the gate to the beach. This is a big step for me, okay? Like, this sounds wow. small, but I looked at the beach and I was like, tomorrow I'm going to go there. And that's exactly what I did. I woke up in the morning, I got ready, I tapped, I went down to the beach. We sat there for an hour with my son and I came back again. It wasn't far away. My house, like, my apartment was directly opposite. But that small wow. thing, just being able to tap to reduce my anxiety when I hadn't been able to go out for months on end, was incredibly freeing to me. And so I just continued to use it on a daily basis, learned more about it. And obviously now I'm a certified practitioner. But sorry, I'm rambling on here, but this is what EFT for me is so amazing, is because it's something that you can do on your own once you know how to do it. You can use it daily if you need to or want to, or whenever you need it, for a wide range of things. And you don't need to wait for that practitioner to be available, that therapist to be available. You don't need to wait for your coach to be available. You can take this tool and just use it every single day. And yeah, and it can literally change your life.
And there's no harm. You can't do anything wrong, can you? There's nothing you can do that is wrong. And it's interesting you say about the... you know, and I know this is why I suppose I do this show, is to try and introduce people to more the woo-woo. And so, but we do know physically, we do know that this meridian system, this energy system is there. They do have some kind of gadget where they can like pinpoint it, measure it. You know, they know there's energy flowing there. It's just that, you know, you can't see it. Obviously, if you're just cutting up a body, obviously the energy is gone, funnily enough, isn't it?
Right.
But we know it's there. We know you. Also, what I picked up on earlier, you said something about it's not just the energy flowing; it's chemical. And so I think this link with where people in the past didn't make such a big connection with your feelings, how it's going to affect your body. It is going to affect your body because, as we know, when we are stressed, we release cortisol, which is a stress hormone. When we are happy, endorphins are released, serotonin, all these things. So it is very, very real physical effect on top of the mental, the mental health issues, the suffering of anxiety and being very nervous and anxious is going to release chemicals in the body that's going to affect the energy system. So it totally makes sense then the tapping, and that is a physical, there is a physical tap that you're doing. It makes so much sense. And as you say, so simple. And oh, hang on, I don't want to make it, it's easy to do.
Yeah.
But it's not as simple to keep doing it. You've got to be in the right frame of mind, haven't you? And you've got to have the knowledge and you've got to have the belief system there to actually do it. But as you say, something that anybody can do anywhere. And you can do no harm. I suppose the worst case scenario is it doesn't work.
Exactly. And then there's in the instances where EFT isn't working for someone, there's usually two things going on. So I'm going to go back to what you said about the energies in a minute, because there's a really good way for anyone who's really new to energy therapies or hasn't yet kind of made that mental connection. I'll come back to some of the things that you mentioned just a moment scientifically and due to chemicals, but for the people for EFT, if you've experienced and used EFT as I did, and the first time I was like, this isn't working for me, I have no idea what you're trying to get me to do, this isn't it, right? Resistance. The biggest reason why it didn't work for me is because I didn't understand it. And this is one of the key things that I speak about within my free Facebook groups, with my clients, is that for me, before you even experience EFT, understanding on some basic level how it works on your body helps you to shift any of that resistance to actually fully investing yourself into it. The other thing that actually will affect you is the aspect that you're tapping on. And what I mean by aspect is, say for instance, we're dealing with a past event and there's an emotional attachment to that past event that when you think about it, either brings up anxiety, stress, upset, depression, anger, frustration, whatever the emotion is that you've attached to that event. When we tap, we actually want to go back to the thing, that one aspect of that event that is the root cause of the frustration. And the problem with this sometimes is that on a conscious level, we think we know what caused that frustration.
Good point.
When you're working with a practitioner, and this is my job as a practitioner, is to help you actually find the pinpoint root cause. And it might not be in the event that you think it is.
Mm.
So often, for example, if today, let's say my daughter now, she walks up these stairs, she comes in, she opens this door, she knows I'm in the middle of a podcast, but she's only two, so she doesn't really understand. But she walks in and I hear the door slide and I'm like, oh, Carol, I'm so sorry. She's here again at my feet. And inside, whilst I'm smiling on camera and looking lovely for you guys and talking to you, I'm going, child, what are you doing up here again? How many times? Where's my grandmother who's watching her downstairs? How has she managed to get here? Because it happens. Let's be honest, they're like escape artists.
Yeah,
but inside I'm like, turmoil again. Really, I'm frustrated. But the frustration isn't really in that event of her opening the door. Big deal. You guys have seen children before. It's not the end of the world. Yep. I'm human. I have a child at home. Great. Wouldn't be a big deal. But my frustration comes from the number of times that that's occurred. The event before that, where I've set up this situation where I said, look, I need this space, I need this hour, please can you watch her, whatever else. So the frustration, actually, if I was tapping on that and I was tapping on the frustration of her entering the room, I'm not going to release the emotion, because the emotion isn't about her entering the room. The emotion is about the conversations that I've had prior to that event.
Yeah.
So a lot of the time and it's very rarely that I actually ever have anyone that comes back to me once they understand EFT that they say, it's not working for me. But in the very rare events they do, I can guarantee you 9 times out of 10, it's because they're tapping on the wrong aspect. So when we can look, when we can identify the real trigger point for that person, then we can release the emotion.
I suppose consciously you don't always know. It could be a subconscious, it could be completely unconscious. So I suppose that's the difference between trying to watch a YouTube video on tapping and doing it yourself. You might not get the results that you're looking for, whereas when you go to a qualified practitioner like Amber, she has the ability to actually get to the root cause so that you're going to get better results.
And I think this is where I say EFT for self-help, for your daily levels of stress, your daily general anxieties. We're not talking about severe phobias here. You know, tapping on this stuff at home can be really effective. If you want to look at something like a traumatic past event or something that holds a really strong emotional charge or something like a phobia, or maybe it's an insomnia, or there's a variety of different things that you can use EFT for. But those that are perhaps deep-rooted, longer-standing issues, really, we can get to the root of that much easier when you're in a session with somebody else holding space for you as well, which is really important.
And it sounds like it's going to be a lot safer as well, because if it's going to be a trigger, you might actually feel worse, or you know, it could be makes a lot of sense to go to somebody that knows what they're doing. They will know the signs, they'll know not to actually trigger, and that, so it's going to be a positive experience as opposed to a negative experience.
Absolutely.
But yes, I know you were going to explain about the chemical.
This is my favorite part. I'm really scientific minded. So for me to enter the woo-woo field and spiritual field, I had to understand some form of science connection. So for me, that's where I went when my friend said to me, well, you know, have you tried EFT again? I had to go to the scientific facts. I was like, research papers, how does this actually work? And so one thing that Karen mentioned was the cortisol that rushes through our body anytime that we enter that fight or flight mode. We're experiencing an external threat that makes us enter a state of fear, a state of stress, a state of anxiety. Our body basically has what we call the amygdala in our brain that sends off the alarm that says, hey, there's a threat, get prepared to fight or run. And that's what our cortisol chemical does. That then, essentially, that alarm goes off. Cortisol is released through your blood systems, your circulatory systems, into your central and peripheral nervous system, and it reaches every single cell in your body. And your cells in your body have a receptor that pick up that cortisol. So if you've ever heard the term, I don't know, I'm sure Karen's heard this term, energy block. And people say, we need to release that energy block. Well, there is a very physical energy block that happens when that cortisol is picked up by that cell. So when I say picked up, it's actually a receptor that notes it. It doesn't necessarily take the cortisol into the cell, depending on the type of cell, etc. But it picks up this, there is this chemical present, we need to change what we're doing. So the cell says, okay, we need to start storing energy. So the mitochondria, who are your energy power cell, parts of your cell, start storing energy. They literally hold onto it so it cannot flow in or out of your cells. Therein creating a block in the way that energy is flowing through your system. When we actually tap on these meridian points, on these points, specific points in our body, we actually send a very calming signal to the amygdala that tells the amygdala we're safe. Whatever it is you're picking up in our body's picking up in our surroundings or in this memory or in this event is okay, we're safe. So we start calming down that response, which reduces the cortisol, which surging through your body. That production stops, it slows down. Your cells then start releasing the energy, which then starts circulating around your body as it should. So your body systems actually change. The energy does physically get blocked and trapped in your cells, and it does physically then release again, and we move it on. So you can think of this as, you know, energy is everywhere. It's all around us. Everything is made up of energy. So you can think of one of the ways that I explain this is somebody is eating an apple. That apple grows using energy. It uses sunlight. Sunlight is a form of energy. The apple is, maybe if it's a red apple, I'm going with red because I fancy a red apple and I'm allergic to apples. And it's such a shame because I never used to be. And so I'm like, I can really eat an apple right now and I can't. So let's go with the apple. I can pretend I can eat it instead. So it's a red apple, right? And red, again, is another light wave. We see colour because of the light waves that come from colour, so it's an energy. So we actually absorb that light energy when we look at it. That's already a transference of energy. And then we say, well, to eat that really healthy, juicy-looking apple, I need to pick it up. To pick up the apple, you use energy. There is electrical energy that stimulates all of your neurons that fire off to make your muscles actually work and do the job that they need to do to reach out and grab that. There are chemical exchanges that go on as soon as you bite and start to digest the apple. Chemicals are another form of energy. So everything that you do on a daily basis is transferring energy from your outside sources, your outside environment, into you, and then releasing them back out again in ways that we all know, in the lovely ways that we do as human beings. So understanding energy in that respect helps you to understand that we're not separating our physical selves and this spiritual connection that we have with everything else in the world. But the way that we understand it and the way that our understandings have formed over the years, and the fact that we're now able to make that kind of science logical connection with our subconscious and energy and spiritual connection, is where the beauty really lies. So when you can understand that, if you're not a woo-woo, this is all new to you, just trying to connect the dots and bring it all together is probably the best place to start.
Brilliant. Love that. And that is it. If really people could understand how powerful that is. And like, you know, talking about going back to the fact that, you know, how many women out there go through these, obviously in varying degrees. Yeah, I get that. Mm-hmm. You know, having a child. My earliest memory, I mean, my girls are a lot older now, 18 and 23, but I can seriously remember having this memory and just thinking, how does anybody get out of the house before 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Like, it's impossible. You know, I feed her and then wind her and then put her down. She has a sleep. I try and put a load of washing on, and then she might cry and she'll need winding, and then this, and then she's been sick, so I've got to change her. And then by the time I've just, and that's not even trying to do the housework, that's just trying to sort of clear up the mess that we've dealt with, it would be 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I didn't suffer, I would have said I don't suffer from anxiety. So that's just one minor issue.
Yeah.
So then how many other women out there? And I would say for me, I think I was very fortunate in the fact that because I was still teaching fitness, I would have respite. So I would still have to go maybe and teach a class, and my very new, you know, probably from about 3 months old, baby would go in the creche for an hour. That hour was probably enough for me to release, you know, a form of time. You know, I was doing exercise, so something physical, something to relax me mentally and physically, enough time, and then literally have a shower before going back to my baby and going home. So I feel I was very fortunate that, number one, I had to get out of the house. I had to make it happen because it was work. And I had that. So many women don't have that. Like you, when you're in, I can totally understand how easy it could be to get caught up in a story, because I suppose that's all it is, isn't it? It's stories we tell ourselves. And then, but that doesn't, I'm not unvalidating it. It's just once we get caught up in that, then it is a very real thing because it's affecting our body. And then too much of that cortisol will have a negative effect, and it will cause dis-ease or unease. The body's not at ease, disease in the future. And I think when people understand the relationship between these feelings as they start, and if they get caught on a roll and you can't stop, it is going to manifest as a physical aspect, right?
Well, absolutely. If you think of any emotion, so if you take, well, we're talking about anxiety, so let's go with anxiety for now. where does anxiety, even a minor level of anxiety, that fear or nerves around, I don't know, going to a job interview or meeting your in-laws for the first time or whatever it is that you have going on, just that basic level of, you know, everyone gets a little bit nervous sometimes, we're a little bit anxious about how things are going to go. Where does that show up for you in your body? Because I know for me, when I start getting nervous or anxious, it's in my chest. Some people get the butterfly feeling in their stomach. Some people actually feel physically nauseous. Some people get stress headaches or anxiety headaches. So this feeling, this emotion that we often associate with thoughts, it actually has physical symptoms.
Yeah.
And that's just a you know, what I call an everyday level of anxiety, and you know, a healthy level of nerves and anxiousness around certain things in our lives, which is, you know, all of our emotions are meant to be there for a reason. Like, can't stress that enough. We have a contrast in emotions for a reason, and nobody in any point of their life is going to be happy all day, every day, 24 hours a day, having every entire thought positive. If you're aiming for that, I'm sorry to burst a bubble here, but you'll be sorely disappointed, right? Because we're human and we have been designed, this system is designed to show us things in our environment. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to allow our emotions to go into overdrive. And that's what happens with anxiety, and those people that suffer with levels of anxiety, is that it's an overdrive response. Because again, like Karen says, you've run away with that story, and that story becomes very real to you. The pictures that you build up in your mind, the worst case scenarios, all of these things. And sometimes there isn't a picture. Sometimes it's just a pure feeling. There is no rhyme or logic to the level of anxiety I feel. I can't even figure out what, there's no thought pattern behind this. My body is physically rejecting this. And that's because there's a buildup of energy blockages literally throughout your system that cortisol continues to pound more and more and release more and more. And the more anxious you get, the more cortisol that rushes through your body, like your whole body shuts down, and we start to get tired, we get exhausted. So, and just going back to what Karen was saying about this period of motherhood, where, you know, and it can happen to at any stage of your journey in motherhood, but where you are perhaps so consumed with just life tasks that giving yourself a second thought, in any, like even stopping to really say, I feel this. One of the things I get my clients to do is do an emotional check-in. Where am I? What am I doing? How do I feel? Right? Because half the time I'm running around. I've got three children and I'm a single parent. I'm running around trying to run a business, trying to keep everyone fed, getting clothes on people's backs, like getting people out of the door on time. I haven't even stopped to think about how I feel, other than I'm exhausted. I've got to keep going. 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 You don't allow yourself that time to even acknowledge that you're a human being with feelings. I think I went off topic there completely, but it all rolled into one.
No, not at all. I mean, I see that from what you've just said there. I see that. I think that's essential. That advice of getting somebody to ask themselves a question, because also what that does is brings you back into the present moment. Because, you know, when you're basically, otherwise you're running a program, aren't you? The things that you need to do to get, like you just said, to get your kids out the door on time, there's a routine. So you're actually, all that is, you're living in the past, you're living in the memory of the past. So the moment you stop to ask, by asking yourself a question, you have to, for a moment, stop and be in the absolute present moment, where, guess what? There are no problems. Right. There are no stresses in when we are present. We only have these stresses because we're either worrying about the past or stressing about the future because we're not going to get the kids to school on time. So that one few moments of, yeah, how am I feeling, brings you back into the present to regain your composure. That is actually essential advice. As a one little tip to maybe try and break the pattern that you find yourself in. Awesome.
It gives you a moment to make a choice as well. Because sometimes well, actually, a lot of the time, our emotions are so automatic that we can switch from feeling in a state of peace and calm to looking at the clock and going, just like Karen said, we're going to be late for school, everyone out the door, I'm really frustrated, the kid's dragging their feet, he's not even got his coat on yet, he hasn't even brushed his teeth, I don't know what I'm doing, right? Get into these states of going from like happiness, peace and calm, I was just drinking my coffee and eating my toast and feeling quite good about the morning, till suddenly being really stressed and then carrying that through the rest of the day. And when you bring yourself in the present, you give yourself a moment to make a choice. Do I want to continue down this route, this path, this energy of stress and take that with me throughout the rest of my day or for the next hour or however long I'm going to hold on to that? Or do I now in this moment go, well, this is how I'm feeling and I'm choosing to do whatever I need to do to let that go? Sometimes just noticing is enough to go, what am I getting, like, this is not worth the stress. Yes. This is not worth it. What am I doing? You know, this morning, prime example for this for me this morning, my 8-year-old is having a real difficult time with going into school at the moment. And I took him in and he was hanging onto my arm and I was like, right, I'll walk you to the classroom. I'll come into the building and walk you to the classroom. Got to the classroom. No, his teachers were talking to him. No, he didn't want to go in. He was getting more and more upset. Me, mummy's getting more and more upset. I'm just like, what? No rhyme or reason, no reasons that he wants to tell us about. He's got learning difficulties as well, so there's a lots of other aspects to that. But he just didn't want to go in. And I'm getting upset. I'm getting frustrated at this point because I'm like, we're all trying to help you. Everyone's trying to get to the bottom of this. And, you know, we're just not getting anywhere. And I have to go home. Like, I need to go home at some point, okay? You have to let go of me at some point. There was a moment in that conversation where I went, I can walk away, leave him here with the teachers crying, screaming and being really upset, which I'm going to leave and feel guilty for because we've not really solved anything. We've not really helped him to calm down. We've not helped him to settle. And that I could have done that. And that would have been me choosing to step out of the moment, just keep carrying, keep going forward into my future, only concerned and then holding onto that guilt and that anger and the upset for the whole day. Or what I did choose to do in that moment, when I checked in with that, I'm getting upset now, I'm getting frustrated, I'm not feeling good in this moment. But that gave me the opportunity to then go, actually, how do I feel about this? How do I feel about him being torn away and moved into the classroom and me leaving the school and how am I going to carry that through the day? And it was not like, I'm talking about it now as if this was a 5-minute drawn out process of me thinking through this. This happens in like, once you get into the habit of asking yourself how you feel or just noticing, just taking the time to notice I'm angry right now or I'm frustrated or I'm upset. It's a split second. It literally happens in your mind. Your thoughts happen that quick that it's a split second. Oh, I'm angry. Oh, I don't want to continue like that. I don't want to be angry anymore. I don't want to walk away and feel guilty. I want to actually just sit here with him and calm down, even if that means I'm late for my appointments. So be it. Because I'm going to feel better. He's going to feel better. So you're giving yourself that opportunity, and it doesn't matter what the situation, that opportunity to choose your next step so that you can experience more joy, so that you don't carry around feelings with you all day that you don't desire and that you wouldn't choose. Nobody goes, wakes up in the morning, well, very few people. I think I've met maybe one person in my lifetime that actively chooses that. It was a very strange conversation, but they were very happy being unhappy. That's a whole other story. But most of us on a daily basis, we seek to feel good. We yes. feel good seeking human beings. We want to feel good. Nobody actively wakes up in the morning and goes, I'm going to have a really miserable day today. I'm just going to be really angry and miserable on purpose. But we also don't choose, a lot of us don't choose to be happy either. Mm. We don't actively, intentionally say, I'm going to choose joy in this moment. I'm going to choose my happiness. I'm going to choose my peace, because we don't think we have a choice. We think everything externally is happening to us. And one yeah. of the beautiful things about EFT is it gives you your power back, because you get to acknowledge your feelings, accept them, and then decide and choose that you are ready to let them go and you want to release them and you want to move on. So EFT isn't just tapping, and I don't think we said this at the beginning, Karen, EFT isn't just tapping on these points. We talk through the problems. We're actually talking through the thought processes and the things that are going on as well. So it's a mind-body-energy connection all going on at the same time. So you are actively in the process of EFT choosing to how you, noticing how you feel and choosing how you want to feel instead.
Well, I think that's a perfect, it's a perfect mix, because one thing I picked up on what you just said there again is accepting. So whatever's going on around you, it is what it is. I love that saying, and I know people, it really, that's like a trigger for me. I hate that saying. I've got one of my closest friends says, I hate that saying. I go, why? It is what it is. If we can accept what is in the present moment, man, that's massive. That's going to have a massive shift on how you feel. Because at the end of the day, like I said, when you can come into the present moment, like you said, with your advice to just even that moment of asking yourself a question, at the end of the day, you don't have any problems in front of you. They're either a problem that you perceive for the future, but in the present moment, there is nothing. You either deal with it, yeah, or you accept it and is. And I think that's really massive in how people feel. And like you say, choose happiness. It comes from within. We're all about, oh, when I get the kids to school, then I'll be happy. Or when I get sorted out, then I'll be happy. No, choose happiness in the now, and your whole experience is absolutely going to change. So how about you? Could you do maybe something generic? We don't want to trigger anyone. Could you sort of run us through? So for the people out there, I mean, I know some are going to be listening on the radio, so they won't be able to see what we're actually doing. So maybe if you're listening on the radio, come to the YouTube channel or come to my blog, karenrobertscoaching.com/blog, and you'll be able to see the video of Amber. How would you feel about doing a very short tapping process for something that's quite generic?
I would absolutely love to. So let's just tap away the stresses of your day so far. And for those of you who are like, well, I've had an amazing day so far and I have absolutely zero stress today. Wonderful. Hold on to that feeling of zero stress. Maybe just tune into the day before. Most of us have a level of daily stress, even if it's minimal. So what we do, the first thing with EFT tapping is to rate your level of emotion. So again, it's that taking that time, what do I feel? So we're gonna work on stress together. So it's very generic, stress is the emotion. So on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being I'm not stressed at all, 10 being this is the highest level of stress I have ever experienced. This is important, guys. If you are tapping for yourself, it's not the highest level of stress compared to another person in your life, the highest level of stress that your therapist thinks you're under. It's your own interpretation of your level of stress, your own experience. So for some people, a seemingly small event for one person may get them to a stress level like 2 or 3, and they'll easily come back down again once it's passed. For another person, that same situation can take them all the way up to a 10, where they're like shouting, feeling like they're about to explode, their heart's racing and whatever else. And please, I hope nobody's at that stage, but if you are, we're going to bring you all the way back down in just a moment. But some people, for that same event, could be earth shattering for them. And there's no judgment in that. It's just recognizing that when you come to do any form of energy healing or any form of rating system, especially when it comes to EFT, you are rating your level of emotion. It doesn't matter what the event is, how you feel about it only. And that's the only thing that matters. So 0 to 10. So just take a moment, whoever's listening, watching, wherever you are, take a moment, tune into your level of stress and just tell me where you are, or tell yourself where you are, because you can't tell me, on a scale from 0 to 10, or Karen can tell me, how stressed you are feeling in the moment.
Well, I'm not really stressed. But I'm going to pretend that I'm a 9. I'm up there. I've had a terrible day.
Don't pretend. I want you to go to the last time you had a stressful day, Karen. The last time you had a day where you were really sick. Just go to that memory for me. Mm-hmm. Take a moment to feel and see where you are in that memory and feel into it. How did I feel on that day? And anyone at home listening, if you aren't stressed right now, think back to a recent event where you had that little bit of experience of stress. Maybe it was rushing the kids to school or whatever it was. Go back to that event, go back to that moment, and tell me on a scale of 0 to 10 how stressed you were looking back at that event.
Yeah, 10.
That was a 10. Okay, so let's tap on this quickly. So I just want you to follow along with me. I will say the tapping points out loud. If you're listening, I'm sorry, it probably won't mean very much to you unless you have experienced EFT before. So tapping on the karate chop point, which is just on the side of your hand, about halfway up. You can use one finger or two, it's completely up to you. And we're just going to do a really easy setup statement. So even though, and repeat after me, sorry, even though I feel stressed.
Even though I'm stressed.
I deeply and completely.
I deeply and completely.
Love and accept myself.
Love and accept myself.
So even though I feel stressed.
So even though I feel stressed.
I deeply and completely.
I deeply and completely.
Love and accept myself.
Love and accept myself.
One more time. Even though I feel this stress.
Even though I feel this stressed.
All this stress in my body.
All this stress in my body.
I deeply and completely.
I deeply and completely.
Love and accept myself.
Love and accept myself.
And so then eyebrow point. She's just on the inside of the eyebrow again, tapping there gently. And whilst you're tapping here, I want you to think back to that event or that present feeling of stress right now that you currently have. Just tune into where you feel that within your body. Is it in your chest? Is it in your stomach? Is it in your head? Where? And if you're looking at a past event, where did you feel it then? Tune into that feeling and really feel it in your body where it was then. And moving to the side of the eye now. Continuing to notice where that feeling of stress is in your body at present. Beautiful. And then under the eye. So all these feelings of stress that I have, repeating after me. So all these feelings of stress.
All these feelings of stress.
They don't feel good.
They don't feel good.
Under the nose. I'd really like to let them go, but I just don't know how.
I'd really like to let them go, but I just don't know how.
All of these things are happening around me.
All of these things are happening around me.
The situations that were out of my control.
The situations that were out of my control.
And the situations that were within my control.
And the situations that were in my control.
Have got me feeling stressed and uptight.
Have got me feeling stressed and uptight.
And chin point, and I really want to relax.
And I really want to relax.
I want to feel good.
I want to feel good.
And collarbone, and sorry, just here we're tapping on the collarbone about 2 inches or about an inch across. I want to release this feeling of stress.
I want to release this feeling of stress.
So that I can deal and move, deal with the situation.
So that I can deal with the situation.
And move through my day.
And move through my day.
Feeling calm and relaxed.
Feeling calm and relaxed.
And so under the arm, and just where your bra strap is, or where someone would give you a nudge with your elbow, with their elbow, and it would really hurt that point. Okay. So all this stress, I'm choosing to let it go.
All this stress, I'm choosing to let it go.
So the top of your head now. Any tension?
Any tension?
Feeling it drain from my body.
Feeling it drain from my body.
And I'm starting to feel calmer.
And I'm starting to feel calmer.
Eyebrow. And I recognize that I have a choice.
And I recognize that I have a choice.
To let go of the stress from the past.
To let go of the stress of the past.
or to let go of the stress of current events.
Or to let go of stress of current events.
Side of the eye. And it's within my power to right any wrongs.
And it's within my power to right any wrongs.
Or decide that I can let this go.
Or decide that I can let this go.
Under the eye. In fact, I'm deciding right now.
In fact, I'm deciding right now.
That I can deal with this calmly and relaxed.
That I can deal with this calmly and relaxed.
Under the nose. And I'm beginning to feel calmer.
And I'm beginning to feel calmer.
And I'm beginning to feel more relaxed.
And I'm beginning to feel more relaxed.
And so chin. And so for those of you who are thinking of a past event as we tap, I just want you to see that event happening in front of you. As you watch that event, I want you to feel and see yourself physically calming down. Maybe the event or situation stays the same, but your reaction to that event is becoming calmer, softer, it's dissipating quicker. So we're going to go back to the collarbone and repeating after me. I'm feeling calm.
I'm feeling calm.
I'm feeling happier.
I'm feeling happier.
And I'm relaxing.
And I'm relaxing.
And under the arm. I'm choosing calm and happiness.
I'm choosing calm and happiness.
And then just top of the head, choosing calm.
Choosing calm.
Okay, and then you can just stop tapping, take a nice deep breath in through the nose. Out through the mouth. And then all I want you to do is zone back into that event. So if it's a past event, just close your eyes for a moment, check in with that event, and rate the way you feel about that event now on a scale from 0 to 10 in terms of your stress level. And if it's the present moment or how you were feeling just before we began tapping, again, zone into how you feel right now in this moment and rate it on a scale of 0 to 10. And then notice any changes. So Karen, that event for you is at a 10. How do you feel after tapping and thinking back to that event?
3, 2, yeah, it's totally, it does. It's very relaxing.
Very relaxing, calm down. And I've got to be honest with you guys, that is probably the least effective way to do EFT. So if you have had any decrease, which I hope most of you, those of you who tapped along did, or do if you're watching or listening back on replays and things later on, that is the least effective way to tap, and I'm going to tell you why. I used all of my own words. I got you to visualize events that perhaps don't really, that aren't really affecting you right now, right? I made you pull up an event from the past for those of you who weren't experiencing stress. So actually, yes, we've released some stress around that event. We've released a bit of an energy block around that event, but it wasn't affecting you anyway, necessarily.
So but it's an example to reiterate
this point, because one important thing, if you use EFT for yourself, if you've got that tapping sequence now, we did it 3 times, that is the EFT tapping sequence. It is that simple. And you want to tap on some really daily stresses, you know, like I said before, not traumatic events, but daily stresses, absolutely go ahead and do so, but use your own words. You can follow tapping scripts on YouTube, but the most effective way is to use your current experience. So you might not say, I'm feeling stressed. You might say, I don't know if swearing's allowed. Karen, am I allowed to swear on here or not? Okay, well, I'm just going to say, you might say, I'm feeling really...
whatever.
The P word or the F word right now, okay? I'm really something off right now, okay? That might be your language. And if that's the language you use to describe how you're feeling, then use that.
Right.
Stress is a general term. But there, you're not necessarily going to feel it. So if I said, like, there was a moment in that tapping that I was like, oh, maybe that wasn't the quite right wording, because most people aren't going to resonate with that. And if you don't, if it's not a word that you use, if it's not a resonance for you, it doesn't describe what you're feeling, then EFT is going to be less effective.
We'll still have
the effects of reducing the cortisol because we're tapping the meridian point. So that's going to happen. If you said nothing at all, your cortisol production is still going to begin to reduce.
Brilliant.
But to have that
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's got to be, because it's got to be, it's not about the words that trigger feelings in you. It's about what happens in yourself, right?
Yes.
So that makes a lot of sense. Also, if anybody was watching, you would have noticed that me and Amber were using completely different hands. I am left-handed.
So, love it.
Does that matter? Does it matter?
No. And you'll see practitioners sometimes, if it's a really strong thing, I'll say two hands. Get two hands on it, either side. Go both. It's really up to you. I switch hands sometimes partway through. And the reason, you're still tapping on a meridian endpoint. It doesn't matter which side of your body it is. There was a period of time in my tapping journey where I felt really uneven doing tapping all on one side. So I'd do a round of tapping one side and I'd have to, even if I didn't need to, do a round of tapping the other side just to even it up. It really doesn't matter. You do not have to do that. If for whatever reason that makes you feel comfortable, there's something in there that makes you go, I need to do the other side as well.
Right. Yeah, so that makes sense. I just wanted to point that out because I thought, oh, yeah, I'm left-handed. People might think, oh, that's weird. They're doing both hands. So thank you for that. So, Amber, if anybody is, you say that you tend to, your sort of, your audience tends to be helping mothers. So if anybody's out there that is maybe going through some stress and maybe would like to have some help with that thing, first of all, how do they find you? But also, how do you help them? What do you offer?
So there's really exciting things happening in my realm at the moment that I should be really excited about. So I have quite a few things going on and different ways that people can work with me at the moment. So first of all, I have a free Facebook group called the Limitless Moms Community Hub. And I think even after that, it's got with Amber Sherrell. So if you're in any doubt whether it's the right one, the Limitless Moms Community Hub with Amber Sherrell, and we can perhaps pop the link under the YouTube video or wherever after that. Mm-hmm. Inside there, I'm doing a free 7-day tapping into daily intentions. So setting your intention in the morning. Today, we focused on gratitude. It only started today. So if you're listening today, come and hop and join us in the group for that. It's completely free, and every morning I'm jumping on and running an EFT tapping session to release the stress from the day before and tap into a positive attention for the day going forward. So today was gratitude, and we'll have a different, I'm not releasing it yet, I'm not going to tell you what it is tomorrow, but we are having a different intention set each day for the next 7 days. So come and hop on and join us for that. And inside the group, there's always stuff going on. I'm always doing trainings, EFT sessions. I use some NLP and hypnotherapy and stuff as well. And we've got all sorts of things that happen inside the group. So come and join us there. People can always work with me one-to-one. So I do run one-to-one sessions all the time. I currently have 2 spaces available. I was fully booked until last week. So I have 2 spaces available with me at one-to-one at the moment, and I use those to work with people on specific goals normally. So it doesn't matter what your goal is. If your goal is simply to feel good, we work with that. But usually the people that come to work with me one-to-one have a very specific thing in mind that they want to address. So it's not a general, I just want to experience EFT. It's, I want to achieve this. And that's where we aim to get to at the end of our sessions. And the amount of sessions that you might have and the tools that we might use, whether that be NLP, hypnotherapy, EFT, whatever that might be, will depend on you and what you need. So we work with what comes up from you. I work with what comes up from my clients. And then the other thing that I do have is a group coaching program called the Limitless Mum Academy, but that's not currently open at the moment, but it will be opening back up soon. So if you come and join us over in the community hub, then you'll be able to know when enrollment is back open for the academy. It's supposed to be opening twice a year, but I'm toying with the idea of having it open all year round, but I haven't made a decision on that yet. But definitely it'll be opening back up in January. And the Limitless Mum Academy is a 12-month program. It's a 12-month course where you get bi-weekly coaching calls with me as a group, and then bi-weekly modules that are released as well. And in these modules are mindset tricks, productivity tricks, time hacks. We do a lot of hypnotherapy, so releasing a lot of limiting beliefs or limiting emotions that are holding you back. EFT, you get access to an EFT self-help course within the academy as well. So there's all sorts of stuff that can help you, not just with your mental well-being, so anxiety and depression, but also with your fears that might be holding you back from moving forward, releasing guilt, lots of stuff that goes on in the academy. And the idea of the academy is to help you become as limitless as possible in your life so that you can enjoy life on a daily basis more. So that is how you can work with me.
Love that. And your website is?
Is really easy, www.amberchirelle.com. So if you want to find me, that's where you'll find me.
Okay. And on Facebook, they can find you on Facebook. If you're listening and you can't see what I'm talking about, come over to the blog, all her details, all Amber's links, every way that you can get in contact with her will be underneath this video. Okay. So that's probably the easiest way. And then you can, yeah, so really it's anybody that is having any kind of struggle mentally that is having an effect on their life and they want to be happier, then EFT. And like Amber's just said, it's not just EFT, hypnotherapy. At the end of the day, all these things, it's all about really bypassing, I suppose, the conscious, going in the back door, really, and correcting things. Absolutely. On the inside. Although, you know, we still, like we said, being in the present moment, which means being conscious, mm-hmm. Is actually a really essential part of staying happy. So fantastic little tips of advice. So finally, if you could give, I don't know, three top tips for anybody, any young mum that's feeling like maybe you had felt back mm-hmm. then. What three tips can you offer them?
My absolute first tip is to decide right now, today, as you're listening to this, that you are no longer willing to accept the level of unhappiness, anxiety, stress, whatever it is you're currently experiencing. Make that decision today that even if you don't know how to change it right now, you're no longer willing to accept it. Because the moment you stand up and say, this is not for me, I want happiness, you're focused on what you want as opposed to where you are right now. So that's number one, step up and just decide that this is not you. And that probably brings me to point two. My biggest tip for you is also to recognize that whatever you experience, happiness or sadness or frustration or anger, is not who you are. There are emotions and energy states that move through you, into you, that you currently experience, but they're not who you are. So who you are without happiness, you still exist. Without your current name, you still exist. Without the material possessions you want, you still exist. Without the success you want, you still exist. You are still worthy. You are still beautiful, inside and out. So no matter who you are or where you are or what you're experiencing currently, doesn't devalue you as a person. You matter. And then thirdly, my biggest tip is don't stay silent. The reason that I stayed stuck for so long was because I thought nobody would understand, that they'd probably lock me up in a madhouse because they'd just think I was insane for thinking that, you know, I would have thoughts that if I got in a taxi, somebody might like kidnap us or drive us in some weird and random place. And at the time, I thought that if I said that out loud, my friends would think I'd gone crazy, and if I spoke that to a doctor, they'd probably put me in a straitjacket. So they were the kind of fears and worries that I had, which probably all stemmed from the anxiety as well. But it was this overall, and that kept me silent, and staying silent kept me trapped because there wasn't anyone else's thoughts, anyone else's point of view to bring me out of myself. And it was only when I made the decision that I don't want to feel like this anymore, and I turned to someone within my circle that I trusted more than anything. And no, it wasn't my husband at that time, believe it or not. But one of my friends that I trusted more than anything, I said, I'm struggling. I want to get out. I can't go out. That I was then able to actually get advice that helped me.
Right.
So it's scary.
Silent. Do not stay silent. There is help out there. And yeah. Amber is one of those to help.
Yeah. And if you're feeling stuck or isolated, if anybody is, you don't have to work with me to reach out to me and just say I'm struggling. There are lots of free resources that you can be signposted to, things that can help you. just that awareness that somebody's there to listen. Okay, so it's not that I don't like people to think, oh, I'm an EFT practitioner, I'm a coach, and therefore she's inaccessible to me because I have no money. No, I'm here to speak to everyone in different ways. So reach out, because there are so many different resources and free things. And like I say, come into the community. The community is full of wonderful ladies that are there to support you. So be completely anonymous.
Awesome. So, thank you so much for your time today, Amber.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely brilliant what you're doing, because I think it's something that's needed. So thanks for that. And to the listeners then, I will be back next week with a Coffee with Karen. Bye for now.
Welcome to the Coffee with Karen podcast, a weekly chat show discussing everything from holistic health to current affairs from a mental, physical and spiritual perspective. Get your weekly cup of positivity with a sprinkle.